I'm Walt Idola with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Michael Bradford. He is with the Marquette Downtown Development Authority for an overview of some of the events and activities that are happening this weekend for the 4th of July in downtown Marquette. Here's more with Michael Bradford.
July 2nd, that basically kicks off all 4th of July festivities down at Lower Harbor. Starting at 4 p.m. though, so it is a later start than its preceding days. But then it goes until 10 p.m.
A lot of these things have been ramped up. I mean, they're bigger this year, they're better. They're doing that at Freedom Fest. But then we move into Friday, which is basically noon to 10 p.m. there. Yep. But there's even more going on in the downtown. What do people need to know?
Yeah, I mean, gosh, July 3rd, I think, is like the peak. And that is where you can expect probably the most people. I mean, throughout that entire weekend, you're expecting 30,000 people in the downtown alone, which is bigger than the population of Marquette.
Bigger, yeah, that is. But that's a lot.
It is. Because a lot of that, of course, is the fireworks display at dusk this Friday, July 3rd. And say 18-20 minute show right off the Ordock above Lake Superior. Freedom Fest has the best seat in the house. It's right there on the shore.
There's also things happening in the downtown area over both Friday and Saturday. What's going on there?
Yeah, honestly, this is a new one, and that is the 250th Block Party Ball Drop on the 100 Block West Washington, which is being put on by Double Trouble Entertainment.
Now, that means what? There's a street closure and such?
Yeah, so quite the long one, actually. They're going to be having something going on, you know, 3rd and 4th, basically all day. More or less, I'd say it turns into a pedestrian street where no vehicles, walk down, visit the businesses, play some games, listen to some music. But it's going into midnight where they're actually formally dropping a ball, much like New Year's Eve ball drop,
okay,
to really ring in the birthday.
So this is the 100 block of West Washington that will be closed?
Yes.
And that gets closed when? Thursday night, Friday morning? What's the plan with that?
Very happy ass that, Walt, because they're basically closing this bad boy down July 2nd, later in the afternoon,
sure,
and then it'll open up not until July 5th, so this Sunday.
Okay, so that means that the 100 block of West Washington is basically a pedestrian area. I'm sure the businesses will be doing some things, but one of the things I want to make sure we mention also is the social district and what people need to keep in mind with that. The social district is not necessarily Lower Harbor Park and things like that, correct?
I mean, correct.
Those are, you pay attention to the signs.
Please do, because Lower Harbor is not part of the social district. We did that intentionally because, say, the Exchange Club, who puts on Freedom Fest, this is a big moneymaker for them to try and raise funds for the community. We didn't want to dip into that. So that's not part of it, but also a key thing on the social district. It ends at 10 p.m. 4th of July, I know people, especially for a midnight ball drop, are probably going to want to, you know, have a drink in hand. But it does close and end at 10 p.m.
And then everything just kind of goes into the parade on Saturday. And that's the traditional route that starts up at McClellan, but it comes down into downtown. And as it comes to 3rd Street, what are some of the things the DDA is letting people know about to be ready for?
Yeah, so I mean, the parade, this is a big one. It kicks off at 2 p.m. and it goes for, I think, about 2.5 hours. It's a pretty long parade.
Yes, it is.
But yeah, like you said, it hits 3rd Street, so right before that street closure on the 100 block, and then it hooks south to end on Barriga.
You are expecting a lot of people, I'm sure.
I mean, in just past years, we've ran the numbers, and yeah, well within the 30,000, you know, visitors in the downtown alone. And yeah, like the circumstances we have here, not only is it the 250th, it's a Saturday.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and if weather permitting, I think we're going to be seeing a lot. Plan ahead, know where to park, know where to go. Go to marquette4th.com to kind of figure out the timings of all events that are happening. But also, you know, get here earlier. Make sure that you're primed and ready to go, because you're going to be, you know, competing with a lot of other people. But, you know, these are your fellow countrymen. You know, treat them with, you know, some politeness, respect.
Some respect. Some space, exactly. Well,
yeah,
that's good.
Because we're all here to have some fun.
And, of course, if people have questions about what the DDA is up to and they want to find out a little bit more about events, activities, things that are coming up, like Music on 3rd, which starts later in July, what's a good way to find that out?
Oh, yeah. Always go to our website at downtownmarquette.org. Or if you want up-to-date information, you can also follow us on our social media on Facebook and Instagram.
That's Michael Bradford with the Marquette Downtown Development Authority. With a look at what's happening in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Nadella.